Power.
The rest of the story. They chose the evening of the first day of January for their wedding day, and so with the new year was to begin their new life as one. From every window of the old mansion, brilliant light burst into the winter night. Inside, banquet tables were set, other tables were heaped with gifts, and the joyous moment drew near. The bride beamed in an anteroom. The guests chatted in happy anticipation. The musicians arrived. The clergyman arrived. Everyone was present now and prepared for the ceremony to begin, except for the groom. The groom was nowhere in sight. Half an hour passed, then an hour. The bride, biting her lip, fighting her tears, gazed anxiously out the window. Another hour. Still no groom. Quietly, the guests departed, leaving the banquet untouched, the old mansion in darkness, and the bride retired to her lonely bedroom, sobbing herself to sleep. Long into the night, friends of the groom searched for him. They found him shortly before dawn. He had been wandering aimlessly in the freezing cold, oblivious to his neglected responsibilities. He had been contemplating suicide. As far as his fiancée was concerned, nothing personal. He had simply been seized by a black mood, an inexplicable despondency so profound that he longed to die. Alarmed, his friends promised to watch over him, but they would have their hands full, for during the days which followed, he ate little and slept less. He wept much. He withdrew. 2 weeks later, he was engulfed in a full-blown nervous breakdown. His friends removed all sharp objects from his room. They sat with him 6 days and nights. And even when the worst was over, even after he had emerged from his room and returned to work, he remained fearful and unhappy over nothing apparent. He described himself as the most miserable man living. He insisted that he would die should his mental health not improve. He did not die. Not for a rather long time. But his deep, dark depression was to follow him always. To alleviate that depression, vigorously he sought out good friends and good times. He did love to laugh. He loved laughter and to hear laughter. But whenever he was alone, the nameless, faceless phantoms returned to torment him, to taunt him with the notion of ending it all. And so tempting was the prospect of this ultimate release from his mental anguish that he dared never carry as much as a pocket knife. Never. We have his own words for this. He said so himself, and those closest to him confirmed it. He never, ever would dare carry a pocket knife. One longtime associate saw, quote, a sad-looking man whose melancholy dripped from him as he walked. Now the world saw someone else. And because the man who might have killed himself in despair did not, his countrymen will always honor the memory of one they consider a fearless leader. Incidentally, the young lady he left at the altar finally got him there almost 2 years later, never dreaming that thereby posterity would someday acknowledge her as the first lady of the reunited States of America, Mary Todd Lincoln. Of course, you know her troubled husband, Abe. Only now you know the rest of the story.